Hello, how are you today? I'm going to read Paul Masters the Crawl. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Paul Masters the Crawl. Paul loves to swim. He loves swimming so much that he couldn't do anything else other than think about swimming. He hated winter. There was a 3-month break at his swimming club at school. He could only get to the pool and swim once a week during the winter. It was halfway through winter, and he had only been swimming a few times over the holidays. There is no way I'll be able to master the crawl before the swimming carnival in August. Coach will be so disappointed, he thought to himself as he rested his head on his pillow late one night. The next day, as he slowly walked down to the kitchen for breakfast, his father called out to him, Paul, I'm going to work now, but tomorrow's Saturday, so I'll take you to the pool. We can work on the crawl together. Great, Dad. Thank you. See you tonight. Paul yelled back to his dad as he reached the kitchen. All day Friday, Paul sat inside thinking about how much fun he'll have at the pool the next day. He ignored the idea of playing in the snow with his friends. He just sat daydreaming about how he'll soon master the crawl. Late in the afternoon, he was so excited that he packed his swimsuit, goggles, cap and towel, ready for the next day. When his father woke him the next morning, it felt like he was glued to the bed. He couldn't move. He had a sore throat, a headache, and was burning up. Oh no, I can't believe it. I've got the flu, he thought. At last, he mumbled to his dad, I think I'm sick. He spent the whole day in bed under the covers. He couldn't swallow any food because of his sore throat, so his mum bought him some fruit juice late in the afternoon. Drink this, she said. It will make you feel better. By the next morning, Paul had started to feel a little better, but he was still not well enough to go swimming. I have an idea, Paul's father said to his mum. When Paul is better, I'll take him to the pool every day until the start of school. As Paul tried to fall asleep on Sunday night, he began to worry about never getting better. He worried that he wouldn't have enough time to practice the crawl to impress Coach. What am I going to do? He said out loud to himself. On Monday morning, he jumped out of bed, completely forgetting that he had been sick. Suddenly, he remembered. Am I still sick? He thought. His throat felt fine. His head felt fine. He raced downstairs. Dad, Dad, are you ready? I'm not sick anymore. Let's go to the pool. Paul called out with glee. Paul and his father spent the next week at the pool. His dad helped him learn how to do the crawl. It was hard work, but with his father to coach him, Paul could keep his head under the water and breathe while doing the crawl. Even though Paul got sick and never thought he'd be able to do it, he managed to master the crawl. I can't wait to get back to school and tell Coach, Paul said to his parents during lunch on the last day of the holidays. Vocabulary words. Pillow. Snow. Throat. Coach. Glue. Fruit. Juice. Suit. August. Crawl. Sight words. Last. School. Father. Keep. Never. Started. Thought. Head. Under. The end.